This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Campaigning for the remaining phases of Lok Sabha elections has intensified. Voting in the fourth phase will take place on the 13th of this month in 96 seats spread across 10 states and a union territory. As many as 1,717 candidates are in the fray in this phase. In Telangana, electioneering reached its peak in the state with only 3 days remaining for the campaigning before the May 13 polling. Top leaders of all major parties are making a beeline seeking support from the electors for their candidates. BJP senior leader and Union Minister Amit Shah will be taking part in the electioneering in Bhongir Lok Sabha constituency today. He will be campaigning in support of party candidate Dr. Bura Narsua Gore. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will take part in electioneering in Telangana today and participate in Jana Jatara Sabha at Narsapur and attend a public meeting at Sarur Nagar on the outskirts of Hyderabad this evening. BRS Chief and former Chief Minister K. Chandrasekhar Rao will hold a road show at Karimnagar today. Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed two public meetings yesterday in Karimnagar and Warangal Lok Sabha constituencies. Mr. Modi said the bond between the Congress and the BRS was inseparable with regard to corruption. He alleged that the parties become a syndicate behind the screen, though they criticize each other in the open. Uttar Pradesh will witness hectic election campaigning today. To make impeccable strategy for Rai Bareli elections, senior BJP leader and party president Jagat Prakash Nadda will be in the state capital Lucknow today evening. He will hold meeting of senior party functionaries of Lucknow, Unnao, Mohanlal Ganj and Rai Bareli Lok Sabha constituencies. He will also head a meeting of the MLAs and MLCs of the constituencies which are going to polls in the fourth phase of elections. Prior to the meetings, he will address political rallies in Chitrakoot and Fatehpur districts. On the other hand, Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav will campaign in Bahraich and Dorhara and Lakhimpur Khiri constituencies. Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi Vadra will also campaign in Rai Bareli constituency today. Election Commission of India (ECI) has established special polling booths at different locations in the national capital for Kashmiri migrants residing in Delhi to cast their votes for Lok Sabha elections. These booths have been established at Kashmir Resident Commission, 5 Prithvi Raj Road, New Delhi, Kashmir Kisan Ghar, BR2, Shalimar Bagh, Delhi, Arvachin International Public School, Pocket F, Dilshad Garden, Delhi, and GGSSS Paprawat, Nazafgar in Delhi. In Kerala, many Air India Express flights to the GCC countries remains cancelled today as well, disrupting travel plans of many. Flights from Kuwait, Ras El Khaimah, Doha, Muscat and Sharjah to Kannur International Airport were cancelled by the airline. Flight services from the airport to Sharjah, Muscat, Daman and Abu Dhabi also stands cancelled. Airport authorities have asked air travellers to first confirm the flight status before embarking on the journey. Early morning flight from Thiruvananthapuram International Airport to Abu Dhabi was also cancelled by the airline. Air India Express flights early from Abu Dhabi and Doha landed at the Cochin International Airport this morning. Flights late in the day bound for Sharjah, Muscat, Bahrain and Dubai are scheduled as of now. Domestic Air India Express flights from the airport to Hyderabad and Kolkata have also been cancelled for the day. Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has arrested 11 people, including two cardiologists in a medical nexus at New Delhi's Ram Manohar Lohia Hospital. The accused were allegedly collecting money from medical equipment suppliers and taking bribes from patients against fixing their appointments with doctors and making fake medical certificates. The agency conducted raids at 15 locations of doctors and dealers and registered two FIRs against 15 people in this case. Our correspondent reports that this was the second major operation against doctor medical suppliers nexus in recent time. Last year, CBI had arrested a doctor of Safdarjung Hospital in a similar case. And that is the end of this news bulletin.